A bill aimed at criminalizing the deadly drug fentanyl is heading to the Senate floor. The measure comes as the legislature is struggling to respond to the state's opioid crisis. But the plan has lawmakers questioning whether they should combat addiction with punishment or treatment. I'm Kate Payne. The scope of Florida's opioid crisis is hard to escape. Recovering addict Katherine Johnson is living it.
I was brought up in a middle-class family, and my parents are still married to this day. I was given everything I needed growing up, didn't want for anything, and in my addiction, ended up homeless, living on the street, and sleeping outside.
Many prescription drug users are turning to heroin for a cheaper and often deadlier high. To meet the demand, dealers are increasingly adding fentanyl and carfentanil to the mix, says Sarasota Republican Senator Greg Stube.
These drug dealers are splicing fentanyl and carfentanil with heroin. Apparently, it gives you, if it doesn't kill you, it gives you a bigger high.
Those synthetic drugs can be 50 to 100 times as powerful as heroin. And Stube says death rates are spiking.
In 2013, there was 185 deaths statewide due to fentanyl. And the following year, in 2014, there were 397 deaths. And the following year, 2015, there were 705 deaths.
Stube is sponsoring a sweeping bill he hopes will crack down on the state's opioid crisis. The measure would create new punishments for trafficking in 4 grams or more of the synthetic drugs. Sheriff Rick Wells of Manatee County says that's a significant amount.
4 grams of fentanyl is a lot. 2.2 milligrams is what's being sold out there on the street. That's what's killing people as we speak.
Under the bill, dealers could be charged with felony murder if the user dies. And the trafficking charges would carry mandatory minimum sentences beginning at 3 years. The thought of taking more oversight away from judges is spurring a lot of debate. St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Roussan says dealers deserve to be punished across the board.
And we're talking about trafficking and not mere possession. And those who seek to profit off the illnesses of other human beings, I just think, need to be treated a little differently.
Roussan sees dealers as the villains and users as the victims. But some lawmakers think that line isn't so clean cut. Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley wants judges to ask those questions and to analyze each case individually.
We empower judges in the fact-finding process to do that. So I think it's possible to be very serious about this scourge and to be tough on this scourge and also understand that every case has its own individual facts.
For years, some lawmakers have wanted to roll back mandatory minimums for drug crimes. They want judges to be able to give lighter sentences or emphasize medical treatment instead of jail time. St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis isn't convinced mandatory minimums lead to less abuse.
I think we hope it's the case, but I don't think that we have evidence that shows that that works. I am not someone who believes that mandatory minimums, that heroin addicts are thinking about the mandatory minimums when they're using heroin. I don't think they're thinking about that. I think they're thinking about the next high.
Brandis sees an opportunity to pass the reforms by piggybacking his plan onto Stube's bill. He says he'll make his case again when the measure heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.